Greetings, friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health, your vitality, your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. Our number is 855-660-4261. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. If you have a success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. If you want to just contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your phone number on The Bright Side. Of course, if you want to purchase any of the Longevity products, you can call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Friendly and knowledgeable, and they know all about the Longevity products. And they can help you if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. That's all for a one-time $10 fee. For a one-time $10 fee, you can start your own business and help spread the word about the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also head over to brightsideben.com. brightsideben.com and click on our Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. I also want you to encourage you to check out my blog at pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts, pharmacistben.com. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, who does such a great job on that website, pharmacistben.com. That's my blog. All right, we are talking about cysteine, the amino acid cysteine, as it relates to skin diseases, especially acne, the most troublesome, well, one of the most troublesome of all skin diseases. Last we spoke, we were talking about adult acne. Adult acne is a clear cry for help from the human body. It's a clear cry of a body in distress if ever there was one. Acne in general is a metabolic problem. It's a chemistry problem. It's a biochemistry problem. It's a systemic problem. It's an internal problem. It's an inside problem. It is not a skin problem. No matter what it looks like, you know, we look at the skin, we see zits, and we see breakouts, and we see rashes, we see pimples on the skin, so we automatically assume that we got a skincare problem. But guess what, folks? By the time you see the zit, it's over. By the time you see the pimple, it's over. By the time you see the rash, the psoriasis, whatever it is on the skin, that is the body's resolution of the biochemical problem. That is the way the problem has been resolved. That's the body's solution to the problem. It's an excretion of toxins and poisons. Treating the skin, treating a pimple on top of the skin by using proactive or using a topical skincare problem is like trying to treat, it's like trying to treat a stomach problem by treating, excuse my graphic description here, but it's like trying to treat a digestive problem by treating the turd in the toilet bowl. Right, that's what it's like to treat a pimple, to try to get rid of your acne by treating pimples on the skin. The pimple on the skin is the excretion. It's the end. Just like the turd in the toilet bowl is the end of your stomach problem, your GI problem, and it would be just as stupid to treat that as it is to treat the pimple on the skin. That's how dumb dermatology is, you guys. And I'm sorry to say that. I have a lot of friends who are dermatologists. I work with dermatologists. I'm probably cutting my own throat here. I'm sorry to say it. That's just the facts. If you got a pimple, if you got breakouts, you're an adult, you're in your 20s and 30s, even in your 40s for some people, not only are you dealing with a clear-cut internal metabolic systemic inside the body issue, but even more significantly, you're running higher risks for degenerative diseases. This is really the problem, you guys. If you got breakouts on the skin, if you're dealing with adult acne, you're dealing with a metabolic problem, a chemistry problem that is causing you to run higher risks for any degenerative disease you can name. If you've got adult acne, you're running higher risks for autoimmune diseases, for heart disease, even for cancer. And this should not come as a surprise. As far as cancer goes, adult acne is your opportunity to keep yourself from getting cancer by listening to the message. And this is especially the case if your adult acne includes cysts, which are a manifestation of a lymphatic condition. Lymph is the body's poison control system, and cysts are lymph problems. They're not skin problems. If you're getting cysts, you probably got some kind of serious internal toxicity. You probably got some kind of liver and lymph issue too. Chronic formation of cysts is way, way, way more than a cosmetic problem and a superficial problem and a skin problem, and it needs to be taken very seriously. In any case, even if adult acne does not present itself as cysts, even if it's just pimples and comedones, that's the technical name for pimples, comedones. Comedones comes from the Latin word for eating, and that refers to the fact that inside a pimple you've got bacteria eating oils and eating dead cells and eating protein. That's what's really going on inside a pimple or a comedone. There's a bacterial feast, an all-you-can-eat bacterial feast inside of a pimple. Anyway, even if your pimples are just comedones, whiteheads, blackheads, little isolated zits, even if they're not cysts, it's still a biochemical breakdown that needs to be taken seriously and may be a harbinger of more unpleasant health conditions down the road. What it's not is a cosmetic issue. What it's not is a beauty issue. What it's not is a proactive issue. What it's not is a dapsone issue. What it's not is a dermatologist issue. No matter what you hear on TV, nor is adult acne or any acne for that matter an antibiotic issue. In fact, it's a rare skin condition that ever needs an antibiotic. Ever, ever, ever. Yet this is the number one or number two prescription class of prescription drugs that you'll get from a dermatologist. You'll get antibiotics and you'll get steroid creams or pseudo-steroid creams. That's pretty much the entire armamentum formulary of from a dermatologist. Steroid creams or pseudo-steroid creams or antibiotics. Acne is not a bacterial problem, although bacteria may be involved in a secondary fashion. And there's no reason to use an antibiotic if you have acne, although in the short term you may get some anti-inflammatory benefits from your antibiotic. Bacteria and viruses are a convenient boogeyman. Microbes in general are a convenient boogeyman. They're like the Osama bin Laden of the medical world. Just like Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda is the boogeyman. If you read 1984, they had a guy named Goldstein. He was the boogeyman. He's the bad guy. We always create these narratives, these historical narratives where you have bad guys. Everybody wants to get the bad guy, the axis of evil, the bad people. Viruses and microbes are the bad guys of the medical world. When a doctor doesn't know what's causing a problem, they'll say it's a bug, it's a microbe, it's a bacteria, it's Lyme disease. Here's an antibiotic. Go away. Come back in 2 months. We'll give you another antibiotic. Back in the Middle Ages, doctors thought diseases were caused by evil clouds. Or they thought it was little elves. I'm not kidding you guys. Little elves that shot arrows. This is what bacteria, this is what the medical model thought caused disease. Today we got bacteria. In the 19th century, it was about toxicity and purging. They gave everybody enemas. No matter what you had, you got an enema. In the 20th century and the 19th century, we got germs. Today, we got genetics. It's hereditary. It runs in the family. These ideas of medicine are just hypotheses run amok with no scientific background because of the entrenchment of a type of political system, a medical political system, an establishment that is in direct violation of its most sacred oaths. If you have a skin health issue, you have a systemic issue, an internal issue. It's in your system. And the first thing you need to do, the first thing you need to pay attention to, this is going to come as no surprise if you've been listening to The Bright Side. If you have any skin condition, including acne or adult acne, the first thing you need to do is pay attention to your digestive system, and specifically, you need to pay attention to your fats. And I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Got a couple lines open for you. We're coming back at you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GC.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We're also up 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com or on benfuchsarchives.com if you want to search any of the programs. Thank you to Peter in the UK for putting that together for us, benfuchsarchives.com, or you can go over to brightsideben.com and check out the archive page. Got going on probably 3 years of archives up there. Lots and lots of good health information. All right, we're talking skincare. We're talking adult acne. Not a reason to take an antibiotic. This is a just reading a study here off of Medscape for pharmacists. Cardiac risks with antibiotics supported by VA data. Reading off of a pharmacist website called Medscape. Data from a large cohort of patients enrolled at the U.S. Veterans Affairs Medical Center support recent conclusions that treatment with antibiotics, quote, significantly increases the risk of death and cardiac arrhythmia in the first 5 days of treatment. And in addition, investigators showed that the antibiotic levofloxacin, which is, goes by the name Levaquin, investigators showed that the antibiotic levofloxacin was associated with a significantly, and again I'm quoting here, significantly increased risk of death and cardiac arrhythmia when compared with patients treated with plain old amoxicillin. Listen, you guys, you can't do this. We can't just take antibiotics willy-nilly. And if you have a skincare problem, you don't have a bacterial problem in any case. If you have a skincare issue, I don't care what it is. It could be plaques of psoriasis. It could be the broken skin of eczema. And it can be adult acne. The chances are really, really good that you have a digestive problem, specifically a fat malabsorption problem. And usually the adrenal glands, the stress glands, are involved too. But either way, adrenal glands, digestive health, the last thing you need is an antibiotic. Keratin production, the production of that hard protein that clogs the pores, too much keratin, is regulated, or keratin production in general, is regulated by hormones, thyroid hormone, insulin hormone, sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, insulin, and all of these are linked to food. What do digestive issues and hormone issues have in common, especially estrogen? Fat malabsorption. Acne sufferers of all kinds, kids or adults, should be focusing first and foremost on fats and fat absorption and fatty vitamins. If you have a malfunction of keratin, that hard protein that clogs pores, think fat absorption. Think vitamin A. That's the most important of the fatty vitamins when it comes to skin health. In fact, I'll go out on a limb and I'll say vitamin A is the most important of all skin vitamins. There's a very, very specific relationship between vitamin A and keratin, the hard protein that makes rhino horns, makes the hair hard, makes your fingernails, and makes the skin resilient and tough and resistant to the environment. Keratin production is linked to vitamin A. Vitamin A is important for a lot of reasons for the skin. Vitamin A is a building vitamin. Vitamin A is involved in oils and secretions. And vitamin A is a key player in the production of keratin. In fact, vitamin A may be the key player, the key vitamin player anyway, in the production of this hard protein. And vitamin A deficiency is the major deficiency when it comes to overproduction of keratin, so-called keratosis or milia, the hard little bumps that people get on the skin. Skin cell chemistry is not proceeding as it should, and remember, all disease is cell disease. All disease is cell disease. Specifically, all cell disease is cell membrane disease, and this involves inflammation, starvation, suffocation, and toxification. All disease. Acne is Alzheimer's disease of the skin. It's diabetes of the skin. It's osteoporosis of the skin in the sense that it involves defective cells, defective skin cells, making too much keratin. When skin cells are making too much keratin, they're overproducing keratin, you end up with the little bumps that can be milia, they can be keratosis, or they can be zits and acne. Keratin, keratinocytes, the technical name for skin cells is keratin-making cells. Keratinocytes making too much protein. This is a component of most acne lesions or zits. All disease, all illness is cell disease, is cell illness. If you're dealing with milia, keratosis, zits, you got a skin cell issue. And skin cells are very, very dependent, like all cells, are very dependent on fats and fatty vitamins for turning production of proteins on and off. And vitamin A is specifically, especially important for turning protein on and off in all cells, really all cells, not just skin cells, but specifically keratinocytes. So the first thing to think about if you have milia, little bumps on the skin, if you have keratoses, those little bumps that sometimes appear on the top of your arms, if you have pimples, zits, one of the most functional ways to deal with the problem is to use vitamin A, both as a supplement and topically too. Topical vitamin A is the go-to topical remedy perhaps not correcting the problem, but at least treating the symptoms of the problem topically, vitamin A in the form of Retin-A cream. And you don't need necessarily to get a prescription. If you don't want to go to a doctor and get the full-blown Retin-A, you can get something called retinol, which is available over the counter. You need a high concentration of retinol, somewhere along the lines of 5% or 2.5%. And retinol is really darn expensive. I'm working with some retinol products now. Do you know that stuff, retinol, costs? Check this out. It costs $3,200 a kilo. $3,200 a kilo. So if you're using 1%, that's one gram in 100, and it's costing you $3.20 a gram, you're talking about a significantly expensive ingredient. Most skincare companies don't want to mess around with an ingredient like that. That's why if you go get your retinol product at the department store, at the drugstore, or from an esthetician or a dermatologist, you're going to get, check this out, 0.1%. 0.1%. But if you want to really treat keratosis or acne, if you really want skin benefits, you need 100 times that, or at least 50 times or 25 times that amount. So you got to have a compounding pharmacist. You got to have a guy like me make it for you. And I will be making it here pretty darn soon, and I'll be letting you know about that. That's retinol cream. So if you don't want to go get a prescription for Retin-A for your keratosis, your milia, your bumps on your arms, your acne, you can get an over-the-counter retinol product. It doesn't need a prescription, but you're going to have to hunt to find a high concentration of the stuff. Now, internally, you also want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin A, and that's where fat metabolism and fat malabsorption and fat absorption come in. If you have these little bumps, the chances are pretty good that you got a vitamin A deficiency. Now, you can approach a vitamin A deficiency from two directions. First of all, you got to take vitamin A. It's very difficult to get vitamin A from foods. You got to eat a lot of organ meats. Liver is a good source of vitamin A. All organ meats are good sources of vitamin A, fish liver especially. But it's hard to get a lot of vitamin A. You got to eat a lot of fish liver. You got to eat a lot of liver. You got to eat a lot of organ meats to get your vitamin A. And if you're vegan or vegetarian, you're in big trouble because you're not going to get vitamin A in plants. And beta-carotene, let's be clear here, beta-carotene is not vitamin A. And if you're out there telling people it is, you don't know what you're talking about. And I hear people all the time, doctors, medical professionals, healthcare professionals who are vegetarians and vegan friendly, and I don't mean to beat up on vegetarians and vegans. I'm a vegetarian mostly myself. But the idea that you can get nutrients, key nutrients like vitamin A that are only found in animal products from vegetarian or vegan friendly foods is not true. Beta carotene is not vitamin A. Beta carotene needs to be converted into vitamin A. It is what is called in biochemistry a provitamin. In other words, it's a precursor to vitamin A, and not everybody can turn their beta carotene into vitamin A. So you need to be making sure you're getting enough vitamin A in supplemental fashion. 20,000 international units a day is a good place to be. You could even take 30,000 international units of vitamin A. The RDA is around 4,000 or so, so you need a lot more vitamin A than the recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. But it's not just taking the supplement, because you got to make sure you're absorbing it, and that's where fat malabsorption comes in.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are G's.
We are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking adult acne and skin health issues. If you have adult acne, you don't have a bacterial problem. You don't have a doctor problem. You don't have any kind of problem that a medical professional can help you with, but there's a lot you can do. If you're dealing with adult acne, first thing you want to do, and if you're dealing with any acne, really, is focus on the digestive system and especially around fat absorption. You can take vitamin A as a supplement, but if you're not absorbing it, if you have a gallbladder problem, or if you've had your gallbladder removed, or if you have a liver problem, or if you have intestinal problems, or stomach problems, or pancreatic problems, the chances are really good you're not going to be absorbing this super duper important vitamin. Vitamin A for vitamin anabolic. Anabolic means building. Vitamin A is your primary building vitamin. And it works hand in hand, by the way, with zinc, which is the most important of the minerals for skin health. Vitamin A and zinc work hand in hand for helping you deal with adult acne or any kind of acne or really any skin condition. And we'll continue talking about this tomorrow as we move on with our discussion of skin health and vitamin issues and digestive health, all as it regards the amino acid, the hardening amino acid cysteine. We're also going to get to some of the toxic effects of cysteine, and we'll tell you about some of the detoxing effects of cysteine as well as we continue with our discussion on protein and amino acids on The Bright Side. Okay, our number is 855-660-4261. Got a couple lines open for you, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend. If you have questions about health, nutrition, something you read about in the paper, or some kind of article, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story, 855-660-4261 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and pull down on the shopping cart on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right. Let's take our first phone call of the day and let's go to Oregon. Welcome, Truth Raider, to The Bright Side. What's up, Carl the Truth Raider? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm up. I'm finally recovering from that time change. Boy, I hate that time change business there. But anyway, Pharmacist Ben, welcome back to the program again and to all the listeners out there. My report on nascent iodine is what I'm calling in about today.
Okay, let's hear what you got to say.
Okay, I got the drops about a week or so ago. I started taking them very, very slowly. I was very careful on taking a certain amount of doses because I'm afraid of that Herzheimer response that a lot of people are talking about. So I took one or two at a time for the next, for 2 or 3 days. And I noticed a little bit of kind of not like a headache, but a little bit of a fever feeling in the head, a little bit of a burning inside for maybe about a day or so. So I was a little out of sorts there. I think, well, this is probably my reaction to the drops and whatever in the chemistry of the body that it causes. But then after that, 2 or 3 days later, it went away. I don't notice too much of a change. Maybe a little bit of 5 or 10% perhaps in intellectual quotient increase and a little bit of some thought processes are a little bit better.
Were you taking I don't mean to interrupt, Carl. Were you taking the iodine to treat something specifically, or were you taking the iodine just as a general supplement?
General supplement and a protection
from the radiation.
Against the radiation perhaps coming in, and also an enhancer for all-around well-being and for the thyroid, for protection of thyroid and to regulate thyroid function a little bit better. So that's how it came out, and just a little bit more energy. But another thing that I noted, I have a problem occasionally with restless leg syndrome, and you were talking about getting cysteine and the, you know.
I didn't hear what syndrome you said, by the way.
Restless leg syndrome.
I've had it on and off
for many, many years.
Okay.
So it acts like a syndrome.
Okay.
But I notice if I have a good steak or something like that, cook it with some mashed potatoes and gravy, I sleep well. I don't have it at all. When I don't eat it, I have it. I get this just really irritating tickling sensation, and I can't sit still. And I'm trying to sleep at night.
Well, you know, that makes sense that your steak would help because depending on how well you cook your steak, the steak's got the B vitamins and minerals, and that's really what you're looking at if you have restless leg syndrome. The B vitamins and minerals, electrolytes specifically, are very important for helping blood vessels contract and relax, muscles contract and relax, the nervous system or nerves fire and not fire. And if you have restless leg syndrome, you're pretty much looking at an electrolyte or a B vitamin problem, magnesium, potassium, calcium, and or the B vitamins. So that kind of makes sense. How did you know about the Herxheimer reaction? I'm just kind of curious. That's sort of an esoteric pharmacy term. And by the way, the Herxheimer reaction, it refers to bacteria typically, but it can kind of refer to any kind of detoxing that's done. The Herxheimer reaction is something that we learn about in pharmacy school, but we never talk about, and that's involves bacterial infections. When bacteria are killed, they can release their toxins, and you can go through a short-term or temporary period of toxicity as your antibiotics start to work. But it can be, sometimes people will talk about the Herxheimer reaction referring to any kind of detox. And I guess iodine can, you know, some people will say that when they take iodine, they'll experience certain kinds of detox reactions. And that typically, at least according to Dr. Brownstein, who is the go-to man, in my opinion, on iodine, although I don't always agree with everything he says, he's the go-to resource for all things iodine. And he talks about bromine being dumped off of the thyroid as you get in, as you start to take in and as your body starts to absorb iodine. And a lot of the, what people assume to be reactions from iodine is really a sign of bromine toxicity, which is a form of the Herxheimer reaction where you're detoxing when you take something good. So how, who told you about that? How did you know about
it? The promoted guest on the Alex Jones Show, Dr. Edward
Group. Okay,
he was talking about it, that a lot of people have this condition.
Herxheimer reaction.
It goes away after about a day or two. After
did he talk about bromine? Did this guy, who was it, Dr. Group?
Yes, Dr. Edward Group.
Was he talking about bromine, brominosis?
Yeah, he was talking about more than likely what's happening is the body is flushing it out, and it's coming out of your system, and then you're going to have side effects from that, from the detoxification.
Okay, well, I got to move on, Truth Raider. What's your verdict on the iodine? What's your opinion? And then I got to move on here, bro.
Well, no doubt that it works better, but this is the deal. The deal of it is that since we don't live so much in a fluoridated area,
right,
we don't have fluoride in our water here. We have cleaner air, so I don't have that much of a dramatic improvement in things just yet because I think I'm already fairly not so toxified.
Right. You're not going to necessarily, you know, we don't necessarily want to think that if I don't notice anything when I use my iodine, my nascent iodine or whatever iodine supplements you're taking, that you're not getting the benefits, because if you're not hypothyroid or you're not frankly deficient in iodine, you may not notice a difference, but that doesn't mean you don't need it. And it's true about all nutritional supplements. Just because you're healthy and you're not noticing a difference when you take your nutritional supplements doesn't mean you didn't need it. This gets to the nature of the word essential. Essential means you better have it in your diet, you better have it in a supplement, or you're in big trouble. Even if you don't notice that your blood pressure is high or your blood sugar is off or you got digestive problems, the fact that these nutrients are essential means that you better be taking them. Carl the Truth Raider, I got to move on. God bless you, man. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate you. You're one of my smartest listeners, and I appreciate your call. Thanks, Carl. All right, let me see if I can get another call in here before our break. Philip in Texas, welcome to The Bright Side. What's up, bro?
Hello,
Philip. How can we help you today?
I talked to you yesterday. Hey, listen, I have two children, one's 10, the other one's 6. They both have eczema.
Eczema? Are they eating too many eggs? That's how my call screener spells eczema. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
No.
Eczema is super easy to treat, Philip. It really, really is easy, and you can start to treat it right away. The skin cells, we've been talking about skin here now for a couple of days. Skin cells, the skin turns over. Skin cells turn over every 4 to 8 weeks, which means every 4 to 8 weeks, you have an opportunity to have new, fresh skin. That means your eczema can go away within 4 to 8 weeks. And I'll finish this up when we come back from our break. Hang tight, Philip. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Philip in Texas. You got two kids with eczema? Philip, did you say you have two kids with eczema?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so here's the deal. Eczema is so easy to treat. It's just tragic that we have to deal with it, and there's nothing a doctor can do. They'll just give you steroid creams. Eczema is a classic sign of an immune system, a defensive system that's run amok. You know, we look at our skin, and it doesn't look like anything, really. It just looks like stuff on top of covering the inside of our body. But really, if you look at the skin, you got to use your X-ray vision. You'll see cells. Just like the rest of the body is composed of cells, the skin is composed of cells. If you have eczema, that means the cells are not growing properly, they're not dividing properly, and that means only one thing. It means, remember, all disease is cell disease. It means you've got inflammation. You've got microscopic swelling. Not the kind of swelling that you can see, but a microscopic swelling around those cells. And as they're doing their business, as they're growing and dividing and making stuff, they're not doing it correctly because they're not getting fed because of this microinflammation. They're not getting breathed because of this microinflammation. And they're not getting detoxified because of that microinflammation. And that causes them not to grow properly. So what you want to do with eczema, first and foremost, is focus on why your body is not, why the cells are not growing correctly. And that means, number one, look to immune system problems. Inflammation means immune system problems. Inflammation, microinflammation, is how the defensive response shows up. So, to cut to the chase, eczema is a defensive response, or the manifestation of a defensive response. So what we got to do? We got to do one thing. Figure out why we have a defensive response. What's getting into the system? And that means, number one, look for food allergies. And number two, look for breaches in the intestinal barrier, in the wall that separates the blood from the digestive system. So look for problem foods and look to strengthen the digestive barrier. Usually it's got something to do with grains and dairy. So first and foremost, eliminate those. those. Secondly, get yourself on the Biolumin Nightly Essence, or get your kids on the Biolumin Nightly Essence ASAP, as soon as possible. How old are your kids, Philip?
What is that?
It's called how old are the kids?
10 and 6.
Okay, get them on the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Go to my website, brightsideben.com, find the shopping cart. It's on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Pull down and look for the Biolumin, that's the name of the company, B-I-O-L-U-M-I-N, and the second term is the name of the product. It's called Nightly Essence. Have them taking two a day, each of the kids. 8-year-old, maybe one a day. 10-year-old, two a day. That's first. Secondly, focus on, first eliminate problem foods. Secondly, you're going to have them use the probiotics, the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Third, you want to make sure they're getting their fatty vitamins, fats and fatty vitamins. That means the ultimate EFA. And again, you'll find that off brightsideben.com. That's essential fatty acids. That alone can make a huge difference. And, you know, sometimes fish oil can make a difference. A lot of people are ripping on fish oil, including my buddy Dr. Brownstein. His newsletter, he's got a big hit piece on fish oil. Well, I'll tell you what, in my experience, fish oil can be absolutely tremendous for helping folks deal with eczema. So I don't care what Dr. Brownstein says in this regard, or anybody else who's ripping on fish oil. And fish oil is not an essential fatty acid, by the way, but that doesn't mean it can't be helpful. So fish oil can help. Sometimes something called GLA, which is a type of fat, essential fat that comes from omega-6s, that can help too. You can actually put the ultimate EFAs right on the eczema. Sometimes that can help. And certainly taking them orally can be helpful too. And then vitamin A is also very, very important for eczema, as is vitamin D. Have the kids, make sure the kids are out in the sun and they're exposing their eczema patches to the sun, and then have the kids taking around 10,000 IU a day of vitamin A. They'll also get vitamin A, by the way, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's probably not a bad idea to have the kids sipping on the vitamin A, sipping on the BTT to get the vitamin A. You'll know you're on the right track when the eczema improves, and it should improve in short order. Philip, you should notice results within a couple of weeks or less of getting on this program. If you're not noticing relief, you're not noticing a change in your eczema from the program I just outlined for you, then we gotta tweak the protocol a little bit, because you should notice results from this kind of using this kind of regimen within a week or two. And if you're not noticing it, then call back and we'll tweak it for you. Okay. Let me tell you one last thing. Zinc oxide, topical zinc oxide can help, and 50 mil or for your kids probably 25 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate can help. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The 6-year-old, the doctors say he developed
You can call us back. He's going to develop other things. Yeah. Eczema, because it's an immune condition. Eczema is asthma of the skin, okay? That means he's higher risk.
That's what it was.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. They go hand in hand, my friend. Eczema is asthma of the skin. You tell this to your doctor. Tell him Pharmacist Ben said, Doc, do you know eczema is asthma of the skin? Say, Doc, do you know asthma is eczema of the lungs? It's the same darn thing. It's the same thing. One's in the lungs and one's on the skin. The same thing. It's a sign that the immune system is running amok, and you got to protect it, and you got to defend the body. You got to protect the body using everything I just told you, especially stopping the attack that's coming in through the foods, through the digestive system. Philip, I got to move on, my friend, but you got tons of information there. Okay, call us back if you're not noticing results, because you really should be noticing results pretty quickly. All right, John in Michigan, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on, my friend?
Yes, Ben, I would just, my question first is on liver spots and then treating gall or bladder cancer with TB. But when you talk about meat, you're talking about real good meat for organ
meat.
Right.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, meat is a big, big problem, because human beings are carnivore or omnivores, which means we eat anything. All right, so vegans out there, vegetarians out there, you know, and like I say, I'm mostly a vegetarian, although I'm not going to commit and say I am one, but I don't really eat a lot of meat. But the fact is, we're supposed to eat meat and vegetables and everything. That means there's things in meat you got to have. Sorry, vegetarians and vegans. You got to have. There's things in meat you got to have. Now, if you don't want to eat meat or you're a vegan for religious reasons, philosophical reasons, that's great, and I support that. But you're going to be depriving yourself of key nutrients. That having been said, meat is the way we eat meat today, it's a big problem because of processing, because of hormones, because of antibiotics, and because, as I've said before, everything likes protein. Bacteria like protein. fungus-like protein, microbes-like protein, which means protein doesn't last very long. It doesn't hold out very long. It doesn't have a long shelf life unless it's been highly processed, which is what whey protein is. And this is why whey protein can be a problem, too. Even though whey protein, it contains tremendously valuable nutrients, it's you got to be careful. You can't go to Costco and buy your whey protein. You can't go buy cheapo whey protein at GNC, which is the worst place to ever buy nutritional supplements. You can't buy your whey protein at Walmart. You got to go to get the One World Whey. Go get Steve Ewer's product. It's a wonderful product because he takes great care with his whey protein. Meat's the same way. Meat's wonderful, but it's got all these things associated with it: hormones, antibiotics. It's kept for long periods of time in the supermarket. E. coli. The slaughterhouses are nasty, nasty places. So, yes, when I say meat is a problem, I'm talking about, or when I say meat's a good food, I'm talking about hormone-free, grass-fed, preferably wild game that you hunted yourself. That's the best way to get meat. But supermarket meat is a big problem. I'm sorry to digress, and I probably took up too much time there. Go ahead, ask your question, because we're running out of time here.
Supplements, what do you take them with your meals or what?
Yeah, supplements mostly take with your meals. For the most part, take your supplements with meals. That way, the digestive juices are all working, and you'll get better absorption. What else?
Okay, now, liver spots, and a friend of mine is getting his bladder cancer treated with TB, and I find that outrageous.
With TB?
Yeah, tuberculosis. Yeah, they're injecting him with a TB vaccine.
To stimulate the immune system?
It's into his bladder. I found it totally, and it's on the internet. You can find
that
treatment.
It shows up. It stimulates the immune system. I hadn't heard about that, but I've heard about using infectious agents to treat cancer. It stimulates the immune system is the idea. That's a whole other story. You know, if you got cancer, you have a chemistry problem. Cells only turn cancerous under great duress, years of duress. So the idea of treating cancer, killing cancer, to me, if you have an emergency, you got an emergency, and you got to do what you got to do. But really, the idea is to keep the body pristine and clean, and to keep cells from turning cancerous. Liver spots, think adrenal glands. Now, here's the deal with liver spots. There's two kinds of pigmentation, darkening that occurs on the skin. One is pigment. The other is a really interesting chemical called lipofuscin, L-I-P-O-F-U-S-C-I-N. And lipofuscin is not the same as pigment. So when people talk about liver spots, they got to distinguish whether they're talking about pigment or whether they're talking about this cell soot or cell debris, which is called lipofuscin. John, I wonder if I get you to call back tomorrow because it's such an interesting topic and we're just out of time.
What to do, selenium with iodine?
Selenium with iodine is great for all kinds of skin health conditions. That's a very deluxe form of selenium. It's my favorite form of selenium because you get the methionine in there as well. And I don't have any more time, John. We're just out. So if you can call back tomorrow, we'll get your first up. All right, that's it for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Have yourself a wonderful, beautiful day, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.